The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha.
Minutes from anywhere, I-380 and Boyson Road.
Log on, McGrathAuto.com, click specials.
Ho, 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 get more with McGrath.
9:04 on Saturday Morning Coach's Corner Show as we welcome you in here today. Seems like it's been about a month since we've been on a Saturday between the high school football playoffs and then last week's Iowa State early game against Drake, but we are back as we get into the winter sports season. Scott Unash with you here, and we're going to talk some basketball today and some girls basketball and some boys basketball as we take you through the 9 o'clock hour. As always, let's take a look at what happened last night and a peek ahead of what's coming up today. First of all, on the scoreboard in boys basketball, one of the games you heard here on KGYM, it was Prairie coming from behind to beat Kennedy last night, 54-45 over at the Kennedy Gym. Talk about this coming up. Jefferson beat Washington last night, 66-52. In five overtimes, it was Linmar beating Xavier last night, 79-74. Trey Hutchinson with a big three and had 31 points last night for the Linmar Lions. Also last night, Dubuque Hempstead over Western Dubuque, 55-41. It was Senior over Wallert, 59-54. One of the games you heard as well here on KGYM, it was Iowa City West beating City High, big, 66-36. Also last night, Waterloo East defeated Liberty, 63-53. And in the Jerry Slakehouse tournament up at Cedar Falls, it was Cedar Falls and Waterloo West coming away with wins. Cedar Falls beat Bolingbrook, Illinois, 71-64. And Waterloo West over Lee's Summit Christian out of Lee's Summit, Missouri, a Kansas City suburb, beat them 50-36 last night. In the WAMAC, it was Marion staying unbeaten, 77-72 over Clear Creek, Amana. Benton Community with a win last night over Solon. West Delaware gets by center point Urbana, 36-29 in a low-scoring affair. Maquoketa remains unbeaten, 78-46 over South Tama. Vint Shelsburg edged Mount Vernon, 47-34. It was Beckman over Williamsburg, 64-43. Girls basketball last night. Another game you heard here on KGYM. It was Prairie over Kennedy, 55-45. Xavier gets by Linmar with a big run in the second half, 46-24. Washington over Jefferson, 66-28. We'll talk about that coming up here in a moment. Cedar Falls over Waterloo West, 58-37. Took overtime, as you heard this one on the South Gym. City High over West in the rematch of the state championship last year. Fourth time they have played in the last 12 months. City High wins at 64-57. It was Western Dubuque over Hempstead last night, 48-44. And Liberty gets by Waterloo East, 69-54 last night. WAMAC scores Marion over Clear Creek, Amana, 75-41 to remain number one and unbeaten. Mount Vernon over Vinton Shelsburg, 55-23. CPU, big over West Delaware, 73-25. It was Central DeWitt over Independence, 61-18. Maquoketa gets by South Tama. Also last night, it was Benton Community over Solon, 48-34. Beckman over Williamsburg, 45-37. That's a look at what happened last night. Now, coming up today, boys basketball. It'll be Mount Pleasant over at Washington this afternoon for a 2:30 game. Also, Marion will be on the road. They'll be up in Fairbank or in the Fairbank area to take on Wapsie Valley. And Liberty will be at Center Point Urbana for a 5 o'clock game. Also, girls basketball, we've got this game for you tonight here on KGYM, beginning at about 6 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3. It'll be unbeaten Xavier down at Regina to take on the Regals tonight, and again, that will be at 6 o'clock. Doubleheader coming up later on over at Springville. It'll be Cedar Valley Christian hosting North Lynn in a pair of games. Coming up today in high school wrestling, the Prairie Duels going today. Linmar and Prairie among the teams over there. The Mount Vernon Invitational, Marion and Xavier among the group over there. Jefferson is at West Des Moines Valley in their Invitational today. Liberty is at Maquoketa. Iowa City West is over at the Council Bluffs big two-day event. Kennedy is at the Waverly Shell Rock Tournament, and Washington is over at the Johnston Invitational today. So, lots going on around high school basketball and high school wrestling. Take a break, come back, and we'll get into the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner and talk some basketball with you. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
TCB Pool Hall isn't one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit. Straight up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables. You rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pedball, downtown Iowa City.
There are so many rewards to being a school bus driver for Clear Creek Amana School District. Some of them are obvious, like working just a few hours a day, earning a very nice $21.45 an hour, and be eligible for IPERS retirement plan. And some might surprise you, like how important you are to helping kids get the education they need. All the training's provided, so come get all the rewards of being a school bus driver with Clear Creek Amana School District. Apply this week at ccaschools.org.
You know, Trey, this time of year is tough.
Why is that, Mike?
Because there's not enough time to keep up with all the football and basketball drama. You know, I lean toward football.
Well, maybe because you live and breathe football, or because you played in the NFL. I mean, those are wild guesses I'm taking.
Nope. Because footballs look like giant California almonds, and I love California almonds.
I did not see that coming.
They're packed with 6 grams of energy, giving protein, and they're easy to take on the go.
That's probably why football is America's favorite sport.
So grab a handful of California almonds and own every day of the season.
There are lots of ads out there for cheap install-it-yourself home security systems, but they may leave you more frustrated than protected. I'm Allie, co-founder of Alarm.com. With Alarm.com systems, a local licensed security expert will professionally design a system to meet your needs. That same team professionally installs your system so it's working on day one. And all Alarm.com systems are professionally monitored 24/7, so you're always protected. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the experts. Visit Alarm.com/smart today. That's Alarm.com/smart.
9:10, back with you on the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM on a sunny, cool Saturday morning. Scott Unash with you. Coming up later on today, we've got UNI basketball at 12:30 on the FMs. UNI and the University of Dubuque will play up at the McLeod Center. That'll be just past 1 o'clock with the tip-off for that one. And then at 1 o'clock on 1600 AM, it'll be the big annual Army-Navy football game. And again, that will be on 1600 AM at 1 o'clock. And then later tonight, it'll be Regina and Xavier in girls basketball. We'll have that for you on the FMs beginning at about 6 o'clock coming up tonight. Speaking of girls basketball, we are going to talk to Chris James, the head coach for the Washington Warriors, unbeaten on the year as they go to 4-0 with the win last night over crosstown rival Jefferson. They get that victory 66-28. And go on the road and win and get a rivalry win. That's a checkmark, right?
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, it didn't count as a conference win. It was our first time against them. The second time we play them technically counts as a conference win for us. But regardless, it is good. Check that back box off. And, you know, it's just playing over in that gym. It's always unpredictable how you're going to play and respond. And overall, I thought we did a lot of good things last night.
Yeah, and you got to experience. We'll talk about that more with Brandon. The new 94-foot court over Jefferson.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that until, you know, halfway through the game. I'm thinking this is bigger than what I remember it being. The way I noticed it was that the baseline is closer to the wall. I didn't even, you know, obviously not being on the floor, you don't feel it as much as a coach, but it was interesting. I didn't know that you guys had done that.
Yeah, well, now you got the room.
That's right, yeah, that's right. More space for us, I guess, on the floor. We're okay with that.
So, yeah, you had that. Maybe the girls didn't even notice as well, so maybe that's a better thing.
I don't think they did, because nothing was said about it. So, you know, I think, you know, we play at Iowa City West, who has the same 94-foot court, and usually when we're able to prepare for that, you know, it's a little bit different, but we didn't know going in, so... like I said, it was something that I noticed about halfway through the game.
Yeah. Well, another road game, and you guys have been the road warriors so far early in the season. So and you're chalking up victories, so that's good.
Yeah, and that continues next week. We're at Waterloo West, and I think we're at Kennedy as well on Friday. I can't remember if that's a home game or not, but yeah, we have. We didn't play at home until, last week here when we hosted Linmar, and we have, like I said, this next week we're on the road again. It'll be nice to get our home cooking here in a few weeks, but we'll play wherever they put us. So,
Well, yeah, win last night against Jefferson, and best news I think last night was you got Sidney Matvalski back, and maybe even a little bit earlier, and had an unfortunate appendectomy a couple weeks ago, and just another piece to the puzzle.
That's what we're hoping. Yeah, she's got to have quite a high tolerance for pain, because we were at Need Pizza for a team bonding activity, and Micah Mims was there speaking to the team, and it was just a really good atmosphere for us, and she went straight from there to the hospital. She didn't feel right, and come to find out, she had ruptured or burst her appendix, and she had to get it removed. And then she had an infection a few days later from it. And so, like you said, it is good to get her back. We weren't sure if she'd be ready to go last night. She practiced Wednesday, felt pretty good Thursday, and obviously was ready to go last night. She's not in her cross country or basketball shape quite yet, but I'm sure she'll get there. But like you said, it does add another piece to the puzzle for us that, in terms of us having some girls go back to the roles of coming off the bench, where Sydney, we call her 2K, Sydney Matvalski can maybe start a game for us here coming up. So
yeah, what does she kind of bring to the table there for you?
Well, she can put the ball in the hole. She can shoot really from anywhere. She's got a good mid-range game. Maybe the thing that I like the most about her is her energy. She's just a really positive girl. She's vocal, for us, and she brings it every night playing defense and rebounding. And I think her energy just helps girls feed off that, and it's kind of a snowball for everybody else.
Yeah, and you need that out there, and just another, like you said, another weapon in the arsenal. And seeing that game on Tuesday night when we did the Linmar game over at your place, many things jumped out. Number one was kind of your senior group, how they've stepped up and really taking control of this team. And, Caitlin Riley and Sammy Mia out there and others, and really have stepped up this year.
Yeah, Caitlin, Sammy, and now Izza, who's technically a senior now as well, Izza Trumper, who have played for me all 3 years, and this is their third year with me, and they've started all 3 years, and like you said, they have kind of stepped up into that role, and I can't remember how many points they had Tuesday night, but I think we had three or four girls score is basically what it came down to. I don't think we had anybody else score on Tuesday, but they have led us, and last night for us, it was interesting because Riley, she was 0 of 9 from the field. And in the past, I think if she's 0 of 9 from the field, she's going to shut down. But just like you said, that maturity, that senior leadership, that didn't happen last night. She got 9 rebounds last night for us, 9 big rebounds. Just little things like that maturity factor. And Sammy's just obviously huge for us too, because we feel like she can get her shot off against really anybody. And she's just so physical and strong. Getting in the weight room has been huge for her and for Caitlin. Obviously getting Izza in there, who can just space the floor for us, because she gets over half court, she's in her range. So, those seniors have really led us. It's been really good to see.
Yeah, and you mentioned Caitlin Riley a little bit, and I agree with you. She was known a couple years ago maybe as just a shooter, but her game is rounded now into shape, and I think that's why she caught the attention of, obviously, college coaches.
Yeah, and I think they're getting a good one. I really think they're stealing her because, like I said, she had 9 rebounds last night. Last year, Jayla Johnson was our primary ball handler, bringing the ball up, and this year, it's Caitlin Riley, and she's more than anything, she's kind of getting us in her stuff and being a distributor. She had 4 assists last night. She leads our team with 18 assists on the year. It's just something that she's bought in terms of defensively and doing the little things that are going to be important for us to win ball games. And we're just really happy that she's bought into that.
Well, like you told me on Tuesday night, it's good to have 3 seniors there because they're not going to panic. They've seen it all before, and you're going to get the ball again up against pressured defense that you're going to see sometimes.
Yeah, yep. And we feel comfortable, really, any of our girls bringing the ball up, but the seniors, like you said, they've dealt with it, the good and the bad. We've had experiences down at City High where we've had 25, 30 turnovers, and we've had it go the other way with us. And just being able to be in those moments and learn from it and get better. And, you know, it brings a kind of a calming influence on the rest of the girls on the team when they're out there and they know that we have those seniors there to bring the ball up or back them up.
Yeah, and they do a good job defensively, getting in good stances, not reaching. And not getting into foul trouble, which is always big when you talk about the type of defense and the pressure you guys play.
Yeah, certainly right on that one. First game of the year, we had some foul trouble. I think Sammy, Caitlin, and Hannah all had four fouls there in the second half. And since that game, we've done a lot better job playing without fouling, and that's kind of been our issue the last few years. Is you know the style we play, the pressing 55. What we call it, our diamond press, most of the game. You know, just it obviously puts you in a position that you're probably going to commit more fouls. But the last few games, we've done a really good job of not reaching and like you said, just sliding our feet, being in a stance, and doing a much better job because, you know, the girls got to realize that if they're in foul trouble, they're not on the floor. And they want to be on the floor. We want them on the floor. And it just allows us to do a lot more if we're not in foul trouble.
Yeah, and the other thing with Sid coming back is the fact that you go even deeper now, and you can go about 9 or 10 and not drop off too much.
Yeah, we played 9 last night in the first three quarters. We felt like just like that, like you said, it didn't drop off too much when some of those girls went in. You know, when Sydney does get back full tilt here, hoping. You know, Tuesday, we can kind of cement our roles. This is the first time. Last night was the first time we had, I guess, our whole team available, minus Journey Carr, who before the season tore her leg up a little bit. But in terms of who's in our rotations, it was the first time we've had everybody available since the first 30 minutes of practice when Hannah went down with an ankle sprain. So we don't even really know exactly how we're going to gel. We kind of have an idea what it might look like, but, you know, we saw glimpses of it last night. What it allows us to do is it allows, you know, the Sydney Ingledows of the world, Merrick McBrides of the world, those girls to kind of fulfill the roles that I think, you know, benefit our team the most, which will be they're going to be coming off the bench, doing the little things, playing good defense, rebounding, and then, you know, sprinkling in some points here and there.
Yeah, and yeah, we've gone, you know, 10 minutes or so. We haven't mentioned Hannah Stolke too much. And great game last night. A lot of people knew of her coming up, know about her mom, 6'1 freshman coming in. And I think so far, so good as far as her development. It's only 4 games in, but, you know, she's getting everything done at this point.
Yeah, she is. She does a lot of things really well. And for us, the big thing she adds is a post presence, and
which you haven't had for a while.
No, we haven't. And so teams have been able to kind of focus on our guards a lot, and now they gotta, you know, they gotta help down on a post, you know, and I think for her, she's not used to playing with her back to the basket as much as she is, you know, in AAU, she's playing on the perimeter a lot, but to her credit, she's working hard at it. And you know, we want to feed her the ball as much as possible because out of the post, she does a good job of passing the ball. And what's going to happen is teams are going to have to collapse on her. And then we got shooters that can space the floor for us. And, you know, one thing she's done a really good job of is on our 55 press. I don't know how much she's pressed from AAU, but she's doing a good job on top of that. With her length, just causes a lot of problems. And it can be very intimidating, as Izza put it. You know, when she's up on top of the press. And it also allows Sammy Mia to kind of be a center fielder for us, who's supremely athletic and can kind of just read the eyes of the girl who has the ball. So, like I said, it just helps us fill our roles a little bit better with her on the floor.
Yeah, and the thing we noticed the other day is that she can handle the ball so well. And you talk about a glider. Steve put it best. He said she covered about 50 feet in 3 dribbles.
Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Her athleticism is, you know, it jumps out at you when you see it. And, you know, we're just, like I said, we're lucky to have her, and, we just got to make sure she keeps getting better, keeps working on her game. And, obviously that she stays healthy and she keeps those ankles taped. Yeah, she's rolled a few this year already, so we just got to keep an eye on that.
Well, talented youngsters that you have, not only with Hannah, but you got another freshman that gets into the rotation quite a bit as well, and it's going to be a good one, I think.
Yeah, Ariana Thomas. She's doing a really good job for us last night. She scored 4 points. Just getting her in the flow of things will be really, really good. I think last night was probably her best game all around. You know, the points will come for her. She's pretty athletic, and she does a good job guarding the ball, working on help side defense with her. And, you know, she, like I said, she's doing a good job. Problem is we got a lot of good guards. And so where she might start, you know, or get more time for us, she's obviously going to be coming off the bench, coming behind two or three seniors. And so, but again, that's a good role for her to be in. We also have Deja Redmond, who doesn't get a lot of time on varsity at this point. But she's a freshman that is practicing with us as well, varsity, and plays JV as well. So, you know, and we got a good freshman group that is still down at the freshman level. So there's probably 10 to 12 pretty good freshmen in our program that we're excited about.
Yeah, so the future looks pretty good. And then you mentioned Merrick McBride coming off the bench, and Lauren and Oriana Caruso coming off the bench as well.
Yep. Yeah, we got, and you mentioned Merrick. Last night she set career highs, I believe, in points and rebounds. She had 7 points and 5 rebounds. 7 points on 4 shots. You know, if you would have told me this summer that Merrick McBride would be one of the first girls off the bench and that I would trust her as much as I do, I'd say you're crazy. But the work that she's put in, she's just doing a fantastic job. And, you know, and like I said, Sydney Ingledow is a sophomore who's coming off the bench for us. She started the first 4 games for us, but, you know, my guess is she'll probably be one that comes off the bench here in the next few weeks, and she's doing a good job. Oriana Caruso just adds some athleticism for us, and she's got some height to her. Still a little raw talent-wise, skill-wise, but we're getting there with her. You know, we got a senior who came out this year who didn't go out last year, Sammy Squires. You know, she's athletic. Getting her in the mix a little bit will always help. And you know, you said Lauren Pakulis, who's a senior. She's getting a little bit of time here and there as well. So you know, we got some depth, which you know, like you said, height wise, we haven't had height in the last few years, but we haven't had a lot of depth either. So those pieces are always good to have.
The one thing also that's good to have is good group chemistry. And the first thing you told me was this group, they like being with one another. They get along, and boy, that's more than half the battle nowadays.
Yeah, it really is, and I think, you know, it can be underrated at times. A lot of people might think that talent always wins, and that's not the case. It's evident that I think chemistry is so big and so important. The girls want to play with each other out there, and they enjoy it, and you know, they see their teammates succeed, and they get happy, and that's really what it's all about. And when they build each other up, it's only going to make themselves and their teammates better in the long run.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the group, you know, with Micah and Caitlin and the Onis and people like that going back a few years.
Yeah, you know, I agree in terms of some of the talent we have.
And just getting along, too.
For sure, yeah, for sure. They just had so much success that, you know, we haven't gotten there yet. But yeah, I would agree with that. I wasn't able to be around them a lot when they were in high school. But, you know, just being in the program and knowing what they meant to it, you know, I would agree with that.
Yeah, man. Now we yet another trip Tuesday night. You got to go up to take on Dr. Pappas and Waterloo West and Brooklyn Smith. And they've kind of been maybe the surprise of the early season anyway.
Yeah, I would agree. They have 4 girls that average in double figures. And Smith, what is her name? Brooklyn, right?
Brooklyn, yep. Yeah.
Brooklyn is not one of them. So they obviously got some good players. The Caesar girl can shoot it really from anywhere. Lauren Conroy, she's a good player as well. So we're going to have our hands full. It'll be a good test for us on a Tuesday night up there.
Yeah, it will. And a chance to solidify things as far as the conference. And you got a pretty tough schedule then, Kennedy, West, and Prairie ahead of the Christmas break.
It doesn't let up in this conference, does it?
No.
I mean, you just... You have one game. You think, okay, all right, we got that under our belt, and then you gotta focus on the next one because, you know, really you don't have a night off. I think this conference is so competitive. There's six or seven teams in our conference that are ranked. You know, so it like you said, it's just going to keep getting harder and harder as we go, and that'll be good for us because I think you know, we have been challenged, but it'll be good for us to get challenged in other ways as we move on.
Yep, and you mentioned a good freshman class, and how are things going at the lower levels so far? Happy with that?
Yeah, we are. We have 37 girls out in the program, which is good. I know that numbers are still down across the board, you know, in terms of participation for girls basketball. My first year, I think we were at 25 or 26, and we've just climbed up to 37 my third year, which has been really good. And you know, BJ McGrew and Maurice Frazier do a good job at the JV level. And our freshman coach, Nick Shaw, who actually is playing right now up at Wash, and Wendy Frazier, formerly Wendy Milam, who married Maurice Frazier, who's our JV coach. They do a nice job as well. And, you know, we are very pleased. Our goal this year we're coming in was to have all three levels be successful. And I think we're going to get there. We have a couple freshmen that we're going to get back in the mix here in about 2 weeks, which will allow us to shuffle some bodies around, you know, from in terms of getting some girls up to the JV level and maybe moving a few other girls down to the 9-10 level, you know, since they switched the levels as the year's gone on here the last few years. So and one person I haven't mentioned is my assistant, Joel Decker, who—
Gotta mention the pride of Dubuque.
Just does, yeah, right? Just does so many things for us and just— So lucky to have him on staff. Good friend. He just does such a great job for us.
Yeah, and a good group, certainly. And Waterloo West coming up, and I think we'll see you next Friday night against Kennedy. So another doubleheader.
Another doubleheader, and I'm sure the gym and the crowd will be ready to go, and hopefully we'll give them something to cheer about.
Yeah, should be a good one over there. Well, Chris, no golf today, I don't think.
No golf today, no. A little too cold.
It's a little chilly.
Waiting for a heat wave, though.
And yeah, you never say never. You never put the— See, somebody asked me last night, you crazy golf people, why don't you ever put the golf clubs away? And I said, no, because there's going to be a 50-degree day coming up.
That's right. And if there's no snow on the ground, if there is a day, you can just go out whenever. You know St. Andrews will open, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll be out there.
That's right.
Sounds good. Hey, Chris, appreciate it. And keep up the great work, and we'll see you again Friday.
Sounds good, Scott. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Coach's Corner when we return after this right here on KGYM.
At 10 months old, the headlines roared, stock market crash. And days before he turned 14, the radio announced the country was at war. He learned from those challenging early years that family, above all, was the place to find strength, fortitude, and hope. He carried that belief and his watchmaker's glass into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in 1949. He worked hard, saved his pennies, and eventually became the owner, with boys Tim and Terry learning at his side. Now, as Willa Dickens turns 90, he can look from behind his jeweler's loop proudly at a loving family, dedicated employees, and a community he has impacted for decades. In celebration, Hertin and Stocker will be giving away two $90 gift cards each day now through Willa's birthday on December 12th. And on that day, someone will win the grand prize of a $900 gift card. So step inside, register to win, and wish Willa a happy 90th birthday at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City.
Play football.
Play quarterback.
Check, Blue 89.
Alexa, play KGYM.
Play baseball.
Play shortstop.
Alexa, play KGYM.
Play volleyball.
Play the net.
Alexa, play KGYM.
Your smart speaker is your home radio now, so just say, Alexa, play KGYM to listen to the gym class, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, or area high school and college sports. Play ball. Play KGYM.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough, and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. There's nothing like being present together. Show her how you feel with Red Bow Deals at JCPenney. Dazzling jewelry gifts that come all wrapped up and ready to give. Hurry in now for up to 80% off Red Bow Deals and fine jewelry. Plus, enjoy amazing deals like half-carat total weight diamond bracelets for only $97.49 when you take 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 12/5 to 12/8. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
9:34, back with you on the Coach's Corner program for a Saturday here on KGYM. UNI basketball about 3 hours away at 12:30. The Panthers and the Dubuque Spartans out of the America Rivers Conference coming up. And that'll be on the FMs. And then the Army-Navy football game, the annual tradition that is Army-Navy, at 1 o'clock on 1600 AM for you. Looking forward to that. And then girls basketball tonight with Xavier going down to Regina to take on the Regals. We'll have it for you, Steve Dozier and I, on 107.5 and 106.3 FM at about 6 o'clock coming up tonight from Iowa City. Brandon Horman joining us, the coach of the boys basketball program at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The Jayhawks a winner last night as they defeat Washington 66-52 to get that first conference victory. And That makes the night go much better, doesn't it?
It does. We talked about it a little bit before the game, especially it was our poster night for the boys. We had one a couple years ago that we took one on the chin, and they didn't have so much fun sitting out there signing those posters, and I made sure to tell them that year they had to go out and fake the smile for a little bit and just remember what they're really there for. And last night it was a fun night. The gym was packed. Our student section was out in full force, and just a lot of fans in general for a good crosstown rival game.
Yeah, great to see that. And best part about poster night is the smiles and all the kids' faces, because they look up to those guys.
Oh yeah, and the guys love doing it, and to see all the kids that come out and watch the games, and that they're able to get down there, get up close with a bunch of those guys, get their autographs. That's a lot of what we're about. I mean, just making sure that we're involved with everybody in the community, and our youth program, our numbers are getting pretty large there, and it's always exciting to see those kids there. And they've got a good group of boys to be looking up to.
Yeah, they do, and they're playing good ball right now.
Yeah, we have been. It's been a weird start to the season. We opened up last Tuesday, and then to have about a week and a half off before we played again last night. We talked beforehand. It's like, guys, this is our home opener 2.0. Like, it's been a while since we've played and really find out where we're at. We'd practiced well the last week and a half, but going against yourselves every day, it's a challenge to really know where you're at with things. So it was good to get back out on the court last night.
It was good to get back out there. And like you said, it's unusual to take 10 days off or something like that, but got it behind you anyway. And anytime you play a rivalry like Wash, it's always going to be a challenge. It's always going to be close, it seems, and it was that way again last night.
Yeah, it definitely didn't disappoint. I mean, we jumped out of the gates to a 10-0 run, and then we went on about a 8-9-minute stretch without even scoring to end the first quarter and to start the second. Extended our lead out in the second half and held on. But, yeah, these city rivalry games, and really for that matter any game in the MVC, if you can hold on and you can walk out of there outscoring your opponent, it's a job well done. And give credit to the boys for stepping up and making plays down the stretch.
Well, you are still searching for that 6'9" post. Hasn't come down the hallway yet. So you play with what you're dealt, and it's a guard-oriented group, and you got Rajon in the middle there at 6'2", but plays a lot bigger than that. But tell you what, a lot of it is fundamentals, and you can rebound with anybody out there.
It is, and we talk to our guys a lot about that. We don't have the size that everybody else does, but I know every single night that they show up, and it's evidence of how they practice, as that they're going to be playing their hearts out, and they do that, and they don't sulk on not having the size. I mean, we talk a lot about it, but we got to take what the defense gives us as far as things on the offensive end, and really adjust and just play our game, and defensively, schematically, what we're doing, it just we got to play our game and make people play to us. And, yeah, we're going to have bigger teams that we go against. And Wash had some size last night that we obviously don't get a practice against to some aspects. There's had some long athletes out there as well. And we found a way last night, and we're going to have even more size coming up this next week.
Well, you can look at it in a different way as well, because, you know, the other squad has to adjust to you guys in your quickness and your athleticism.
Absolutely. And last night, I mean, we shot 50% from three-point range. We were 8 of 16, and talking to the coaches afterwards, like, that's who we are. Like, that's not to be a surprise that we shoot 50% from three on any given night. And when we're shooting the ball well, we might need to get a few more attempts than those 16 in there. But that's what they do, and we're hitting them in transition. This morning we practiced here. We got them up going at 7:30 again, and we spent more time working on that. I mean, we've got to do a better job of driving in and dishing out for those open threes, because that's a high percentage shot for us, especially when we're uncontested. So we do everything we can to try to make our opponents adjust to what we want to do, and it can be a challenge with those guards.
Mm-hmm. And of course, guys coming back from last year, Willie Guy, of course, kind of, well, not leading the way, but one of the seniors anyway. And I know big things expected. Willie's expecting a lot out of his senior year, and definitely one of the leaders anyway on the group.
Yeah, for sure. He's such a hard worker, and he has been over his last 4 years at Jefferson here for us. He spent this is his third year on starting varsity with us here now, and he's just such a competitor, a tireless worker every day in the gym, whatever it be, he gives everything he has. I mean, when we run sprints, he's the first one done nearly every time, and he's a competitor, and he's got a real knack for being able to score. He's quick. He's physically strong now, and he's just he's really developed into an all around player.
Yeah, and gonna either baseball or basketball. He's gonna make somebody very happy next year.
Yeah, I know. He's really looking heavy on the basketball side of things, which he's got a great future in, and we're hoping we can get some more people to take some looks here as the season goes on, which is definitely going to happen. I mean, as strong of a player as he is, and he's performed consistently over the last few years. His future's bright.
Well, he's a good penetrator, good shooter, and just does a lot of things for you.
Yeah, he does. He does. Last night he struggled a little bit as he got into the lane. I mean, there's three guys collapsing on him, and when you got that size around you, it's a little harder to finish, but he shot over 50% from the three-point line. He was 100% from the free-throw line. Finds different ways.
And it's a group of seniors. You got seven of them. That's good. Keep them in the program like that. And they're all very valuable, I know, that senior class.
It is. It's a real special group of guys that we're really proud of. We're really happy that they're with us. They've worked super hard, highly intelligent group of boys. When you look at class rank, when you look at GPA, ACTs, they are up there near the top of
better than
we
were
of the entire school. Yeah, a little higher than I was. They probably focus a little bit better than I did, but they're phenomenal kids, and they're so much fun to be around. They have a great time together, and we're going to enjoy every day of this season just because we know how special they are.
Yeah, and a good group, guys like Blaze Bozek in there, Jackson Snyder, and Hawkins and Staley and people like that.
Yeah, no, they are. And you mentioned Blaze. He's been such a consistent player for us the last few years here. Phenomenal shooter, just tireless worker on the defensive end. We got him up top in our zone that we've been running here, and he just covers ground, and he competes. Sam Staley, he's slowed down a little bit right now with a back injury. He didn't get a play last night, so that was a challenge for us to fill his minutes, because he had a phenomenal summer and fall for us, and is really he's gonna have some big days ahead of him for us yet this season. And then with throwing Jackson, I mean, he's our biggest guy, 6'4", 6'5", whatever we want to call it, but he's nice to have come in there just to give us a little bit different look. And then especially DeMonte Hawkins last night. He came in and had 10 points, 8 boards for us. And he's averaging about 8-7 right now on the season. And his to be able to use his athleticism just to kind of throw him out there too. They play hard, and another one with Evan Griffith, just a real high IQ guy, knows exactly where everybody's supposed to be, doesn't make many mistakes, and just keeps the ball moving for us. So they're a fun group.
Yep, and then the juniors, of course, a lot of people talking about Rajon Shockley and what he can do, and tried the dunk last night, but hit the back of the iron.
Yeah,
he's trying to go over people.
He did. he went up, and it's one of those that kind of comes out of nowhere that you don't expect, because like there's somebody that's defending him well. There's weak side guys that are right there, and all of a sudden you see him go up, and that ball just kind of. It's up. He's up there, but it just kind of clanked off the backside of the rim, and it's just. He's definitely been known the last year here, kind of as a highlight reel guy, but he's much more than that for us right now. Offensively, his game's developed so much. Defensively, he's key in there for us. So his game all around, he's been a real surprise for us. I mean, I shouldn't even say surprise, but just. We've been looking for him these last couple of years to kind of get to that level of consistency. And outside of the foul trouble last night, we've seen it every day in practice and through our first couple goes on the court. So we're really excited about what this season holds for him.
Right, and it just seems like he gets better and better.
Yeah.
Each time out.
He does, and he's learning just like all of our guys are. And you can see the progression that he's gone through from his freshman year to sophomore year to where he's at now, and. It's not cliche to say, but the sky's kind of the limit for him. I mean, as well as he jumps, as quick as he is, and how much he's developed his ball skills, I'll be curious to how he ends up one of these days.
Yeah, but you got him for two more years.
Yeah,
so.
Yep. We're holding on tight.
And same thing with Ozzie Myborg out there. Seems like Ozzie's been around for 5 years, but he's only a junior.
Hey. I know. He's, the name's been around Jefferson for so many years, and Ozzie's second year starting for us. He had a phenomenal game last night. Scored, put up 22 points for us, and that's after our opening game. He scored 3 points against Clinton. I mean, and it wasn't anything that he did wrong against Clinton. It's just we have a lot of other guys that can put points up on the board for us. So last night was one of those nights where he had advantages that he could take advantage of, and he did. And he's such a scorer. He's got a phenomenal scorer's mentality, but he's working hard to compete on the defensive end. We're working with him a little bit to become a little bit more of a rebounding guard too, because with our size, we got to get all of our guards in there to board. But he came up with some key fourth quarter rebounds for us last night. So just looking for all of our guys that are our scorers to expand in different ways.
Well, you play a lot of zone, and most folks say, and it's true, it's tough to rebound out of a zone, but how do you work on that?
A lot of the stuff we do, I'll be honest, we've had probably 20 practices or so, we haven't done any rebounding drills, and we try to put ourselves in game situations as much as possible. We might do some creative scoring with things. You get an offensive board or defensive board, gives your team a point or whatever. I mean, so that we're making a priority and an emphasis in our practices that we do need to get to the boards. And so trying to create some incentive into it in every drill that we do is something that we really try to take pride in. But it's a mentality thing for a lot of basketball players. It helps to be big. It helps to be strong. But if you've got that mentality to attack the rim and to get those boards and to get any 50-50 loose ball, I mean, a lot of things can go in your favor. So that's really where we're talking things up in terms of that effort's got to be there, and anybody can get those boards.
Yeah, and you doing a lot of pressing this year so far. Is that something you want to do?
Actually, through our first two games, we have not pressed yet. And part
is that
of it
maybe
is
waiting.
You know what? We're trying to figure that out with our group yet right now. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. We've worked on it yet, but I don't know that we're there yet. And our half court defense within our 2-3 zone that we've been running has been very effective for us. We're forcing a lot of challenging shots to our opponents, and we're going to keep going with that while that's working for us. And we spend a lot of time and take a lot of pride in that. And so we're kind of holding our hat on that for right now.
Yep. And you got it in the back pocket if you ever need it.
Yeah, it's there. It's there. And I mean, hopefully we can just win it with our half court defense as the year goes on. But yeah, sometimes you got to switch things up and give different looks. So yeah, we've got some few things in our back pockets, but we'll play those cards as needed.
Yeah. And well, taking a look at next week, you talk about challenging on the road at Cedar Falls, the defending state champs. Go to Prairie on Friday night, and then we'll see you guys against Valley next Saturday in a non-conference game. So you just bring over West Des Moines Valley for a non-conference affair.
Yeah, no, I know. It's one of those things you look at the schedule, it's kind of like, oh, boy, like it's real now, I mean, of where we're at. I mean, and I think Wash prepared us well for this upcoming week, what we have on schedule. But we've been talking we got to worry about today. I mean, like, we came and we practiced this morning. We had to worry today that we took a step and we got better. Monday is going to be the same thing. And Tuesday night, our attention's all on Cedar Falls. And that's we'll talk about them Monday. We'll play them Tuesday. And then Wednesday, it's back to being about us. And Thursday, it's about Prairie. Friday night, we play them. And it's just a one-day-at-a-time approach with the schedule that we have. But, yeah, we know this is probably one of the toughest three-game schedules of the – in the state all week long here. I mean, it's a challenge, and it's what's great about it is that it's three different challenges in the sense that each team there's something different that they're probably better known for this season. So we get three different good looks, and it's going to help us a lot in the long run as we prepare for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I know you've ramped up the non-conference. You mentioned we talked about Valley. And then you're going to get to play Oskaloosa at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up in January.
Yeah, we did. And part of the thinking on that was last year we were looking for an additional non-conference, and so was Valley. And I knew we had a special group of seniors coming in this year, and I thought it would be a good non-conference game to play. And then with the addition of Oskaloosa playing down at the Cell Center, we knew that one of our downfalls is going to be our size, and what better way to try to figure that out a little bit more in a non-conference game of going against probably some of the best size in the state, and for that matter some of the Midwest, with the Henry kid and with Foster out there. So we're excited for the challenge. I mean that's why we play the game. We want to get better. We want to make sure that we're at our best come mid-February, and playing these games right now, it's going to tell us a lot about ourselves.
Yeah, it will, and it's going to help too.
Yeah,
going to help.
And yeah, they're games on the schedule that you look on paper. Maybe people think they got the edge, whatever. But the game's got to be played. They got to adjust to what we do, and we'll be better. We'll be a better team as a result of it.
Right, and we mentioned with Chris the new digs this year a little bit. He reworked the floor, and you've gone from the 84-foot court. Now you're up to a 94-foot court. How's that gone?
You know what? It's in practice, I haven't noticed a whole lot out of the guys. I think overall, it's probably conditioned us better. We've only practiced, I think, one day on an 84-foot court all year in our old gym, and so for us to go play a game on an 84-foot court is going to be a little bit different for us. I think it actually will work to our advantage in our zone a little bit more. Just condenses some things down. In terms of shrinking the court down. So it'll be interesting when we go on the road and play some of those games. We've had to kind of be a little bit more considerate of our times that we require on our sprints and stuff in practice. Just, it makes a big difference on those things. So we're learning, but it's definitely one of those things that our coaching staff talked about is we're probably not going to be a team that's conditioned for it yet until probably after Christmas break. Like, it just takes time to really get used to it and for us to really be able to take advantage of that. That's kind of when we think that's really going to kick in for us. But it definitely doesn't hurt to have that extra space out there.
Everything looks nice. Did a really nice job out there.
Yeah, no, we definitely benefited from that upgrade that the district and the school provided to us. We're definitely thankful for that. Then we activities department and stuff, we were able to find a way to get some new wall pads up in there, so it really looks sharp. So we're pretty excited about it, and it's definitely a place to be proud of.
Yep, and hopefully be filled next Saturday. That's the next home game.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes those Saturday games are, it's always a tough crowd to get there, but we've had a great following so far, and it should be a high quality game. I mean, I don't think there's going to be too many better games on the schedule next Saturday, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, but concentrating on Cedar Falls now.
Yep, that's a big task, and we know what we do well, so we know what we need to take advantage of on our side, and we'll come up with our plan to minimize what they do. So we'll be ready to go.
I think I've heard numbers are very good right now for the program.
Yeah, numbers are pretty good right now. Overall, we're right around 60 kids, which I know is probably kind of middle of the pack for the MVC. I mean, so we're kind of right in there. Varsity roster, JV, we were right around 20 sophomores. We've got about 15, 16 practicing, but we've got six freshmen moved up to that group right now. And then our freshmen, we've still got about 22, 23 guys down there. So numbers are looking pretty good still. I know some teams have had to cut down to one freshman team this year just due to numbers, and we were a little bit worried about that at times, but we had a lot of good guys come out, so we're pretty excited about our lower level teams.
Good. And staff same, or you've a few changes?
Little shuffling around this year. Justin Jones, one of our freshman coaches, moved up to the sophomore level, so he's helping Wes Bruns as a sophomore assistant. Jared Johnson was a new hire as our other freshman coach to go along with Ryan Evans. And then at the varsity level, still have Will Norton back, Adam Brown back, and then added a former player in Marcus Colbert to the staff. So they do a phenomenal job. They make my life a lot easier. They take care of so many things and just do their job. And I'm very thankful for that. As time allows, so it's a great group of coaches, and they're doing a great job. They got all three of those teams. They're off to a good start this season, so we're excited.
Yeah, and Will got a little bit of a slow start on the basketball side of things.
I know. They run that volleyball season so long these last couple of years that he gets in late in the game, but no, he comes in. He only has a few days off in between, so it's a quick turnaround, and it's back at it, so very, very fortunate to have the coaches that I do.
Yep, and that is a good group, certainly, and I think good times ahead on the west side this year, and should be a lot of fun, and 2-0 so far, and hopefully good things up at Cedar Falls coming up on Tuesday.
Yep, that's the plan, and we'll see where this week takes us. We'll learn a lot about ourselves, is what we talked about with the boys today. Whether we win, lose, whatever happens, we'll figure a lot of things out, and we'll be able to plan ahead.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you next Saturday when the Valley Tigers come over.
All right. We're looking forward to you. Thanks for having me on this morning.
All right. Scott. Appreciate it. Brandon Horman, the head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks. And we're going to get you back to ESPN coming up after the top of the hour and a Sports Center update. We've got the UNI Panthers in Dubuque coming up at 12:30 for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then it's Army-Navy on 1600 AM. That'll be coming up at 1 o'clock as well. And then tonight, Xavier and Regina girls basketball, that will be at 6 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. For our guest Scott Unash, thanking you for listening to the Coach's Corner right here on KGYM.
So much better.
There's only 2 weeks left for the snowfall sale at Pool Tech. Purchase your jacuzzi, hot tub, or sauna before December 24th, and if it snows on New Year's Day, it's free.
Free.
Pool Tech is the area's only jacuzzi dealer. They'll help you find the right jacuzzi hot tub to rejuvenate in after an active day. Come by yours before December 24th, and if it snows 2 inches or more on January 1st, 2019, it's free. Pool Tech, 3233 First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids. PoolTech.com.
Great gift ideas come from Iowa Book, with one-of-a-kind gifts from your one-of-a-kind bookstore. The greatest